At this time, it gives me great pleasure, and I'm very proud to introduce State Representative Mike Boland. Mike?
Thank you, Dan. Thank you very much. I'm really happy to be here. What a fun-loving bunch, I tell you. I've never been at a convention or a big meeting like this where they opened up with door prizes. I mean, that's the way to do it. And you know something, that'll teach anybody, if you're late for the meeting, you're going to miss out on some of the prizes. So, you know, that's... Thank you all very much for inviting me. I really appreciate it, and I want to welcome all of you here, as Dan has done for the city of Rock Island. I'd like to welcome you as a state representative, and I'd also like to very much commend all of you for your great courage and perseverance and tenacity in striving for independence and fighting for independence. You know, Illinois is a rough-and-tumble political state. And as we all know that, and you know, you don't usually get anything if you're just passive and you sit back. You're not gonna get heard. And due to your organization and to a lot of you as individuals, you know, your voice has been heard. And particularly, I'd like to say how important your organization was in a very, very important civil rights landmark, and that is the passage of what we call HAVA, the Help America Vote Act. As you know, previous to this, you had to have an assistant or somebody come in there with you in the voting booth to help you vote and so forth. And, you know, it really wasn't the independence that you all want. And due to the passage of HAVA, the Help America Vote Act, and what we did in the state of Illinois, and I'm very proud of that. I happen to have been, in my previous two terms, chairman of the Illinois House of Representatives Committee on Campaign Reform and Elections. And in that, I believe, and get this is the state of Illinois, right, where we have the reputation among ourselves, and we laugh about it, and around the rest of the nation as, you know, the state with kind of sleazy elections. And, you know, we have our little slogan, you know, vote early and often, you know, which kind of has epitomized the state of Illinois. But I am very proud to have played a part and had the assistance of your organization in making sure that Illinois not only was in compliance with the Help America Vote Act, but actually has produced the best voter law dealing with electronic machine voting of any state in the union. And again, that's a little hard to believe, but we have done it. You did it. I was a tiny bit of help in that effort in making sure that we got that historic legislation. And that was due to your tenacity. You know, tenacity is kind of a virtue that's been overlooked. Not all of us, myself definitely included, are among the brightest people in the world or the most talented people in the world in any endeavor. But we can all have perseverance and tenacity. And that paid off, you know, fighting for that. If you look back at the whole history, I used to be a history teacher, so you have to bear with me a moment. But, you know, if you look back at what the story of the United States of America is, it's all about giving more people more opportunities, letting more and more people participate in the democratic process. And this step forward that has happened in my lifetime, in your lifetime, is a magnificent step forward. You know, we are following on those footsteps of the founding fathers who first created this nation and opened it up as the first democratic nation in the world. But it hasn't been an easy struggle. Everybody who has gained rights since that early beginning has had to fight for it, has had to work for it, has had to have tenacity and perseverance. and hang in there and work within the political structure to get it done. And you all played a part, I'm sure, in the passage of the National Bill on Disabilities Act, the Americans for Disabilities Act, and now for the Help America Vote Act. And I am so proud of you and what you have done to bring Illinois in particular into the leadership of all of our 50 states, to get us away from that old reputation of vote early and often and of scrambled elections and so on and so forth, into now where we can really hold our heads high and really be able to say that we passed the best piece of election legislation in the entire United States. Illinois is a leader. Your group, your organization, you as individuals played a great role in that. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy to be here. I know you're going to have a lot of fun the rest of the day. So please enjoy yourselves. And again, if ever I can do anything to help you, please feel free to contact me. I have an office on River Drive in Moline. I'll just give you the phone numbers. It's 309-736-3360. And anywhere, if you're anywhere in the state of Illinois and there is something that you would like to have somebody in politics, somebody in the state government listen to you on, take heed of your issues, please don't hesitate to call me. Again, have a wonderful day. I know you're going to have a lot of fun. And again, thank you all very much.